To the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards became troubled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Try it again. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created the light. God created the atmosphere. God created the sea and the land and the plants. God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. He created all the birds of the air and all the fish of the sea. He created all the animals that creep on the face of the earth. And last of all, on the sixth day, God created man. God reached down with his hand and scooped up a piece of dirt, and out of it he fashioned Adam. And God set Adam as king over all creation. God told Adam to dominate all that God had created. And God created a queen for King Adam. He created Eve, Adam's wife. And God placed them in the Garden of Eden in the paradise of God. He told them to be fruitful and to multiply. He told them to fill the earth and to subdue it. And Adam and Eve began a glorious reign over creation. But then Satan came. Satan came and he preached a sermon straight from hell. Satan came and preached to Eve that she should not simply be content with being queen of God's creation. No, she should go and be something more. God had told Adam and Eve not to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Satan said that if they ate from that tree, that they would become like God. Adam and Eve heard this hellish sermon, and they believed the lie. They took from the fruit, and they ate. They disbelieved the truth of God's word and believed the lies of Satan. They took the fruit, and they ate. And because they were king and queen of creation, as they fell into sin and into death, they brought all of creation into sin and death with them. The legacy of Adam's reign is hospitals and funeral homes, graves and tombs and cemeteries. Adam and Eve now lived in terror of the God who had created them. And God banished them from the paradise that he had created for them. He set an angel there with a flaming sword moving to and fro to guard the way to the paradise, to the tree of life. But before God did that, God made a promise. He gave a promise to Adam and Eve that he would send another king, a new king, He promised that the seed of Eve would come and do battle with Satan. And in that battle, that new king, that seed of Eve would come and he would have his heel bruised by Satan. But in that battle, Satan's head would be crushed. That very battle took place on Good Friday. But leading up to that battle, Jesus, the Holy Son of God, came into this world and willingly walked among sinners. Jesus willingly stomped on Adam's legacy of fear and death. Jesus heard Satan preach as well. He heard Satan preach, but he knew Satan's sermons were full of lies. And so he demolished the dominion of Satan as he walked through this world. Instead of sickness and death, wherever Jesus went, he brought health and life. And Jesus, as he walked through this world, took all of the sin and all of the death of all of creation. He took it upon himself. And though he was beaten and whipped and tired, he trudged up the hill of Calvary, bearing the sin of all the world, and took it all the way to the cross. There on that cross, the devil accused Jesus of every sin, and Jesus answered for them all. Therefore, the devil no longer has any power. He has no more sermons to preach. He preached all he could to Christ, and Christ answered for all the world's sin. As Jesus hung on that tree, Satan saw a fruit that was to be desired. Satan saw the fruit of the Son of God hanging on that tree, and Satan opened up his mouth as wide as he could, and he took a bite. Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. Satan had bruised Christ's heel. But Satan's mouth could not open wide enough. In taking that bite, Satan's head was crushed. Jesus has risen. He has risen just as he said, and that means he has taken you back. God has accepted the sacrifice that he offered of his own body and blood. You no longer belong to the devil. Jesus now owns you. You are property of the King of creation. And he has once again opened the way to paradise. There are no more angels with flaming swords guarding the way to paradise and to life. Now all the angels have to do is to sit upon that futile stone which tried to guard a tomb that now lies empty. And the angel sits upon that stone and he laughs. He laughs at death and Satan. Your King has risen, and you have risen with him because you have been baptized into him. You died the death that he died so that you might be raised with him, and you are raised with him. Your King is risen, and you are seated now with him at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. Sin, death, and the devil have no more power over you. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.